Well, you may have heard already about our Mom's Night Off contest with Festival Foods. Great chance to get yourself a $25 gift card from Festival and two tickets to Mycon Cinemas. Check that out at wib.com. And it got me thinking, mom's famous sayings. What are things that moms throughout the years, throughout the generations, throughout history, moms always say these things? So text yours. We'd like to get your feedback, 715-396-1670. Maybe it's something that you said to your kids, that you say to your kids now, or that your mom said, and now you hear it coming out of your own mouth as well, too. So text that, 715-396-1670. Here are some of mom's 10 most famous sayings.
Okay.
Because I said so. That's
why. Use that one all the way at the time. Absolutely.
Honestly, that's what your parental authority gives you
leeway
to do. Because I said so.
Yes, because I have 30 plus years of life experience to make this decision without your input.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's like, also, you're wearing me down. I don't want to give a whole like legal briefing on why I'm making the decision, which is in your best interest.
Yes.
Mom's famous sayings, number two, I don't know is not an answer. Maybe that comes more when you have teenagers. Eat your vegetables or finish your food. There are starving children in Africa. To which some enterprising kids would say, then mail it to them.
I used that one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mom's famous sayings, number four, beds are for sleeping in, not jumping on. I'm kind of bad.
I let Cooper jump on the bed.
It's like, as long as I'm there to catch him.
Yeah.
no one said life is fair.
Oh, I use that one.
My dad uses that one.
Or you know what I say?
He said, "Don't ask for what's fair." That's what my dad says all the time.
I say fair is in the eye of the beholder.
Right?
So,
right?
Yeah.
Mom's famous sayings, number six. I haven't used this one, but maybe you've heard it. Your hands are not broken.
Yeah. In other words, do it yourself.
Your face is going to freeze like that. Probably heard that. Wait until your father gets home. Mom may have pulled that one out on us from time to time. When we were acting up. A couple more mom's famous sayings. We'd love to hear yours. 715-396-1670. I don't care who started it.
Yes.
It ends now.
So often I use that one.
And what part of no don't you understand?
You know what? My dad's a teacher.
Yeah.
And he said that to a student once, and the kid looked at him and said, the O. So I've never used that one.
I don't know. I didn't hear all of these. So maybe you have some better ones. Text in, help our list grow. Mom's famous saying, 715-396-1670. I do like this one. This was kind of an addendum. We'll see.
It means no,
but it's a good way of like forestalling the complaints.
Yeah. I'll think about it. Yeah. No. Super fun.
The ocean call. The fish are dying. Get out of the shower. Haven't used that one, but maybe when the kids get older.
When they get older, potentially.
If there are interesting job opportunities that come your way, we want to make sure to disseminate them and let you know, hey, you could have a better job than what you have right now, and it could be getting paid to eat Doritos.
Oh, I would get paid to eat Doritos.
So on the Wake Up Show a couple days ago, we talked about how you can get paid to watch Netflix. Now you can get paid to eat Doritos. So if you could do both in perfect concert, wouldn't be terribly healthy, but it would be a lot of fun.
That's called leveraging your time, and that's smart.
The brand behind one of the most addictive snacks on the planet is looking for the UK's biggest fans, so this might require a move across the pond. Yeah. They're even offering prize money to a successful applicant. Doritos has announced the launch of a UK-wide search to recruit the ultimate super fan. It comes with a reward, so that's basically their salary, $25,344, and a year's supply of Doritos.
Oh.
So you're going to give me a year's supply of Doritos so I don't have to spend any of that $25,000 on the Doritos?
How many is a year's supply? Is that like a bag a day? Is it two bags a week? I'm curious.
I would hope it's not more than a bag a week, but again, if they're searching for a super fan, it could be closer to the bag a day. Maybe it comes with a treadmill. To be in with a chance of winning, hopefuls will have to fill out an online application which quizzes people on their Doritos knowledge and asks contestants to come up with a new flavor for Doritos along with a brand name and marketing plan. So you need to have just a little savvy. The most impressive contenders will then be selected for the interview process. According to the competition details, this includes the specs for this job include a minimum of 2 years Doritos eating experience, cover that in college, along with a, quote, high level of chip acumen and, quote, the ability to eat well under pressure. Have you ever tried eating a chip under pressure?
Have you ever tried eating when you have small children? Because I think that's under pressure.
I feel like every time I open the snack cupboard and Cooper just comes toddling over, it's like, what are we having?
Uh-huh.
It's like, well, we aren't having anything because you didn't eat your lunch. Daddy wanted to have a snack.
Right.
But honestly, it's a good reminder for me that maybe Daddy shouldn't have a snack either.
It's okay.
maybe he and I will both grow up to be Doritos super fans and get paid $25,000
a guy can
and a year's
dream,
supply
right?
of Doritos.
A guy can dream.
You have until the 16th of April.
So get on that, people. Time's running out.
Saw this story, read it, loved it, sharing it with you now. Earlier this year, doctors told 92-year-old Jean Roper that she only had weeks to live. Months later, the senior has undergone an astonishing transformation, and it's all thanks to a little baby girl. Oh. The senior had originally been diagnosed with extreme kidney damage. In addition to being hooked up to an oxygen tank, she could barely get out of bed without assistance, let alone move around the house. As her family prepared to say goodbye, again, she'd been given just weeks, her great-granddaughter, again, she's 92 years old, so her great-granddaughter mentioned that she was going to give birth to a baby girl, and she wanted to name it after her great-grandmother. So this is, you know, another
yes.
level of great down there. Despite Roper having plenty of great-great-grandchildren already, none of them were girls. So upon hearing that she would not only be welcoming a baby girl into the family at that great-great level, but also a baby girl who would be her namesake, she vowed to live long enough to meet the infant. On January 31st, Jean Roper's great-great-granddaughter, Magnolia Jean, was born. When they were finally introduced, the woman could barely contain her excitement. Kayla Tracy, who's an aunt of the newborn, she said, yeah, great-grandma Jean shot right up out of her rocking chair. She hadn't been walking at all. She had a walker and could barely get out of bed, but the day that baby came, she walked from her bedroom all the way down the hall to her front door to greet them, which was outrageous. She said, since meeting Magnolia Jean, great-great-grandma Jean has continued to recover. The nurses who recently removed her oxygen tanks are stunned by her sudden change in health. Additionally, they've been posting photos of the great-great-grandma meeting with little infant Magnolia Jean, and everybody is just saying, this is pretty much the cutest thing ever, which it really is.
Aww.
Definitely a miracle there, too, that she was given a new lease on life and reminding us all to redeem the time, young or old, because our days are not our own. Our times are not our own. Let us live them for the glory of our Creator.
Absolutely. So glad that great grandma Jean is doing well and loving on her great great grandbabies. Those babies have magical ways about them.
It's a great story.
It is.
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.